From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Egypt's government is trying to get the nation back to normal today as demonstrations against President Hosni Mubarak's rule are in their 13th day. At the same time, the talks are underway to end the crisis. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Cairo.
Actually, I was out and about in the city today, and what you're seeing is the government policy of trying to send the message that the chaos is over and that life should get back to normal, basically being enacted on the streets. Banks are open in part. Certainly the ATMs are opening. We've seen long lines of people trying to get cash. Also, people are going to their shops. They're not quite opening them yet. They're basically assessing the damage, if any, cleaning things up so they can open for business regularly. And there are many, many cars and many, many people out on the streets.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting from Cairo. Egypt's vice president is holding talks today with opposition groups, including the officially banned Muslim Brotherhood. Essem Malarian is a leading member of the group. He told the BBC the Brotherhood is not interested in running the country.
We said, frankly, that we are not going to run the presidential election, but we are going to run the parliamentarian one, and we are ready for any duty. Any burden can be given to us as a task for the future of our country.
But Israel is concerned. Israeli President Shimon Peres says the Muslim Brotherhood represents a threat to peace in the region.
And if the Muslim Brothers will be elected democratically, they will not bring peace. You know, democracy without peace is like peace without democracy. It must come together. And otherwise, maybe the military will be in charge.
Israel fears that if the Muslim Brotherhood gains control, it would rescind Egypt's peace treaty with Israel reached back in 1979. In Iran today, a closed court hearing began for three American hikers accused of spying. Two American men have been in custody for a year and a half, while a woman arrested with them was released on bail last fall. Here's NPR's Peter Kenyon with more details on the case.
An attorney for Shane Bauer, Josh Fatale, and Sarah Shurd told the ISNA Iranian news agency that he had not been allowed to meet Bauer and Fatale to prepare their defense. He added that Shurd, who was released on bail last September, had been summoned by the Iranian authorities to appear in court today. The lawyer said she had submitted a written defense that he would present to the court. The three Americans said they were hiking in the Kurdish-controlled area of Iraq when they were arrested in July 2009 and charged with illegally entering Iran. Their family said if they crossed over the Iraq-Iran border, it was inadvertent. U.S. authorities have called for the release of Bauer and Fatale, so far without effect. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. There are calls for the Obama administration to make public what it knows about the inner workings of power in Egypt. NPR's Luis Schiavone reports the former GOP vice presidential candidate, Sarah Palin, says the president should be completely open.
Republican Sarah Palin used an interview with Christian Broadcasting Network to accuse the Obama administration of not revealing what it knows about the behind-the-scenes power plays in Egypt. The 2008 GOP vice presidential candidate said the U.S. needs to find out who's behind all the turmoil, in her words. Palin told CBN that the U.S. should say who it stands with in Egypt and tell Americans what it knows about Egypt's next leader. The U.S., says Palin, should not stand for an Egyptian government led by the Muslim Brotherhood. Luis Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney is urging the United States to be cautious with Egypt and says the crisis there will ultimately be resolved by Egyptians. He says President Mubarak has been a good friend of the United States and deserves to be treated as such. Speaking at a tribute to former President Ronald Reagan in Santa Barbara, California, Cheney did not offer an opinion of the Obama administration's handling of the crisis, but said it's important to conduct diplomacy in private. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers are in the final preparations before today's Super Bowl. It's been a frigid week in the Dallas area with snow and ice causing problems. The roof of Cowboys Stadium expected to be closed when the game kicks off. The Packers are seeking a fourth Super Bowl title. The Steelers, a record seventh. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.